But that wouldn't happen if I didn't talk about them or think about them. After the Army, I got a degree in religious studies, attended a seminary that specialized in Bible study, and 2 years later sailed for a tribal village in West Africa. As a missionary, I soon discovered that nothing in my church life, my education, or my theological studies, nothing had prepared me for the war I was entering. I didn't know it, but I was not entering the war for the first time by becoming a missionary. The war had always been all around me. It was just that now I was in a place where Satan's control had never been seriously challenged. I could more easily see the battle. These armies were spiritual rather than physical, but the casualties were just as real. Only years later did I understand that I had entered an active combat zone as a reluctant warrior. Oh, I knew Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The struggle was not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I believed it, or I could quote the words. But that truth was only in my brain, not in my heart. My own life proves that people can complete Bible college and theological seminary, yet still file truth away in their brains without it affecting the control center of the heart. For us humans, the chasm between profession and practice, what we say we believe versus what we do, can be wide and deep. Untwisting truth. Besides not putting our knowledge into practice is the fact that we may have improperly learned key truths or had those truths twisted in some way. I certainly had not been led into a correct understanding of either my identity in Christ or my relationship as a believer to Satan and demons. Satan creates evil by perverting what God created to be good. So one of Satan's favorite tactics is to cause us to view good and evil as extremes. Answers are always easier at the extremes. On the subject of demons, the extremes are that demons are behind everything or behind nothing. If demons are not functional parts of our world, then we don't even have to think about them. And if they are behind all our problems, then we simply need to get rid of them. But if the truth is somewhere between those extremes, we need discernment, which involves more knowledge and responsibility than does taking the easy answers at the extremes. Simon Peter helps us with this. His letters show us an older and wiser man than the Peter in the Gospels. He has learned many things, and he shares some of that learning with his readers. After reviewing some basics of the gospel, he commands, "Prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, New International Version, 1984. He has learned that the spiritual battle is a battle for the mind. At the end of the letter, he comes back to that same theme. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, New International Version, 1984. I am not sure how the idea of resisting got changed to ignoring. Certainly, if Satan cannot do anything to good Christians, as some teach, Peter would have said, "Don't worry about the enemy. He can't touch you if you are a real believer." But Peter's words, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, are a powerful command to be self-controlled and alert in relation to this enemy. Self-controlled is the same word in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, as in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, about being ready for the end of all things. Peter now tells us that we need to have the same attitude toward the devil, who is the ruler of this world.